Hey, welcome to the Music Cafe. I am your humble host, Ralph Joffrey, the Round Mound of Sound. Tonight we're coming to you from the WVUD studios, WVUD 91.3, the voice of the University of Delaware, the voice of Newark. And before we get going, I want to give a big thank you to my friend and host of the Crash and Burn show, Josh DeFilippis. Josh is here. He's going to be running the board for me tonight, so I certainly do appreciate it. And I also want to give a thank you to the WVUD folks as well. So now that we have all the lovey-dovey things out of the way, let's get right into our feature artist tonight. This week, we are doing Billy Joel as our feature artist. He is an artist of so many favorites. My brother has seen Billy Joel and Elton John. Friends of ours, Carl and Monty, got to see Billy Joel last year. And I'll get into some tribute bands that we've seen. I'll get into those a little later. And obviously, it's easy to highlight the many songs of Billy Joel and the hits. But tonight, we're going to hope to do something a little bit different. We're going to be doing stories and inspiration behind the music and tracks themselves that aren't necessarily the biggest hits. So when you're a public figure like Billy Joel is, everything in your life draws media attention. And that means your personal life isn't so personal with reporters and paparazzi tracking your every move. Publicized, had some messy divorces and some other things going on. He's had the cameras in his face the whole time. And one night he woke up, he said he woke up from a dream that he had this beat in his head as he was this recurring theme of a song. And he didn't exactly understand what it was. He had no idea what he was thinking about searching for something in the river. He thought about the East River, the Hudson River, and he was no longer really a spiritual man at the time. So he didn't have a lot of faith in mankind after the divorce and after being raked across the coals in the papers. But this beat stayed with him until it became The River of Dreams. Here is Billy Joel, our feature artist, tonight with The River of Dreams.
Not sure about In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the desert of the truth, to the rivers of deep. We all end in the ocean, we all start in the streams. We're all carried along by the river of dreams. In the middle of the night,
in the middle of the night, I go walking in the, in the middle of, I go walking in the, in the middle of, I go walking in the, in the middle of, I go walking in the, in the middle of, I go walking in the, in the middle of.
All right, back in the studio, WVUD 91.3. That is Billy Joel with the River of Dreams. And as I mentioned, Billy had been demoralized and sort of raked over the coals by news articles of the divorce and his crumbling relationships. He began to realize that things were going to be all right. And he, of course, it would be all right. He had an opportunity to start dating supermodels, Elle McPherson, Christy Brinkley, and because of those experiences, he said he kind of felt like a teenager again. So he started writing songs in the same styles as the pop songs he remembered from his teenage years, and he started citing music from the 50s and the 60s, including early R&B songs, the Four Seasons and Motown songs. And with that, he penned and recorded Keeping the Faith.
Seems like I've been lost, and let's remember. If you think I'm feeling older and missing my younger days, oh, then you should have known me much better. 'Cause my past is something that never got in my way. Oh, no. Still, I would not be here now if I never had the hunger. And I'm not ashamed to say the wild boys were my friends. Oh, 'cause I never felt the desire to let music set me on fire. Then I was saved, yeah. That's why I'm keeping the faith. Yeah, 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 keeping the faith. It won't matter, dog. Only Flag Brothers had him with a Cuban heel, iridescent socks with the same color shirt and a tight pair of chinos. Oh, I put on my shark skin jacket, you know, the kind with the velvet collar and fitted up shades. Oh yeah. Took a fresh pack of Lucky's and a mint called Sensen. My old man's Trojans and his Old Spice aftershave. My hair in a pompadour, like the rest of the Romeos wore a permanent wave. Yeah, we were keeping the faith. Yeah, 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 keeping the faith. You can get just so much from the good things. The good old days weren't always good, and tomorrow ain't as bad as it seems. Learn stickball as a formal education. Lost a lot of fights, but it taught me how to lose. Okay, oh, I heard about sex, but not enough. I found you could dance and still look tough anyway. Oh yes, I did. I found that a man ain't just being macho. An awful lot of late night driving food, drank a lot of take home pay. I thought I was the Duke of Earl when I made it with a red haired girl in the Chevrolet. Oh yeah, we were keeping the faith.
you know the good old days weren't always good. Tomorrow ain't as bad as it seems. Oh, to my reasons for the whole revival. Now I'm going outside to have an ice cold beer in the shade. Oh, I'm gonna listen to my 45s. Ain't it wonderful to be alive when the rock and roll plays? Yeah, when the memories stay. I'm keeping the faith. Yes, I. You know I'm keeping the faith. Oh, yes, I. You know I'm keeping the faith. Oh, you know I.
Billy Joel, keeping the faith. Right here at your music cafe. I certainly do appreciate you hanging out with me today. I want to give a big shout out to Big Z Pizza, who is keeping Josh and I fed this evening as Josh runs the board. So we'll give a big shout out to Big Z Pizza. If you're in the Newark area, definitely got to stop down and get some. It's some good stuff. Hey, Billy Joel recorded different songs, and he really used the influence of growing up. He was born in the Bronx, and he grew up in Long Island, a little town called Oyster Bay, Long Island. He loved the guys that he used to see hanging on the corners when he was a teenager, singing doo-wop and some of the harmonies that they had. And they actually, you actually hear some great doo-wop and some of the songs that he sings. So one of the things that Billy used to do was he said that harmony was the backbone of the music and the vocals. So right now we're going to jump into The Longest Time, which is one of Billy Joel's favorite doo-wop tributes.
So far, and it's more than I hoped for. so we danced, though it was only a slow dance. I started breaking my promises right there and then. Didn't I swear there would be no complications? Didn't you want someone who's seen it all before? Now that you're here, it's not the same situation. Suddenly I don't remember the rules anymore. This night is mine. It's only you and I. Tomorrow is a long time away. This night can last forever. I've been around, someone like me should know better. Falling in love would be the worst thing I could do. Didn't I say I needed time? Have I been lonely without you? I tell myself how much I really don't care. How many nights have I been thinking about you? Wanting to hold you but knowing you would not be there.
Billy Joel, This Night. Previously, we had The Longest Time. And since we're into the Billy Joel doo-wop segment, this next song, Billy Joel actually said the beginning of the song was influenced and pretty much stolen from The Drifters. He loved Benny King and The Drifters when he was growing up, so he sort of tweaked the opening beat from Under the Boardwalk into The Innocent Man. This is Billy Joel with Innocent Man.
Some people stay far away from the door if there's a chance of it opening up. They hear a voice in the hall outside and hope that it just passes by.
Some people live with the fear of a touch and the anger of having been a fool. They will not listen to anyone, so nobody tells them a lie. I know you're only protecting yourself. I know you're thinking of somebody else, someone who hurt you, but I'm not above making up for the love you've been denying you could ever feel. I'm not above doing anything to restore your faith if I can. Some people see through the eyes of the old before they ever get a look at the young. I'm only willing to hear you cry because I am an innocent man. I am an innocent man. Oh, yes, I am. Some people say they will never believe another promise they hear in the dark, because they only remember too well they heard somebody tell them before. Some people sleep all alone every night instead of taking a lover to bed. Some people find that it's easier to hate than to wait anymore. I know you don't wanna hear what I say. I know you're gonna keep turning away. But I've been there, and if I can survive, I can keep you alive. I'm not above going through it again. I'm not above being cool for a while. If you're cruel to me, I understand. Some people run from a possible fight. Some people figure they can never win. And although this is a fight I can lose, the accused is an innocent man. That's your decision, but I'm not below anybody I know. If there's a chance of resurrecting a love, I'm not above going back to the start to find out where the heartache began. Some people hope for a miracle cure. Some people just accept the world as it is. I'm not willing to lay down and die because I am an innocent man. I am an innocent man. Oh, yes, I am.
Billy Joel with Innocent Man, stolen right from the beat of the Drifters, Benny King.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Got a blanket with my baby, is where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Hey, Billy saw what was going on with Elvis Presley in the late 50s and the early 60s, and that, of course, was until the Beatles came along and then started dominating the charts. But Elvis was now on to making movies. So you saw a rock and roll star who was the main character in the movies, getting all the girls. So who the hell wouldn't want to be Elvis Presley? And Billy Joel wanted to be just like Elvis. He started recording All Shook Up as a tribute to Elvis Presley.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Don't you like a man on a tree? But friends say I'm acting queer as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up, hey, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking, my knees are weak, I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Now who do you think when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up, hey, yeah. Well, kisses on her like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. I'm all shook up, yeah, yeah, yeah,
There we go, Billy Joel, all shook up. To continue on with Billy's tribute, of course, he was fascinated with the Beatles when the Beatles came over in 64 and were on the Ed Sullivan show as a tribute to Paul McCartney. Billy Joel, as I mentioned, was a big Beatles fan, and the Hassles was one of Billy Joel's first bands. He recalled when they first had a chance to record in the studio, they got all dressed up in suits and thought they were just like the Beatles. They were going to have a photo op with album cover discussions. Well, you can guarantee that Josh and I are not all dressed up in suits and all that tonight in the studio at WVUD. But we are going to play Maybe I'm Amazed as a tribute to Paul McCartney from Billy Joel.
Maybe I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time. Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you. Maybe I'm amazed at the way you pull me out of time. You hung me on a line. Maybe I'm amazed at the way I really need you. We'll be right back.
Billy Joel, Maybe I'm Amazed, his tribute to Paul McCartney and the Beatles. And Billy Joel was contacted by Ray Charles's people, and Ray Charles wanted to do a duet with Billy Joel. And at the time, of course, Billy Joel's idol, one of his idols was Ray Charles. So he wanted to come up with something that would appease Ray Charles. So he was trying to think of something that he could write, and he had just had a baby. So he started thinking, okay, we have a baby, but what else do we have in common? We come from two different sides of the tracks. We also have two different musical styles. However, they both play the piano. So Billy Joel penned the song Baby Grand for him and Ray Charles to perform together for their love of R&B music and soul music together. Here's Baby Grand.
Late at night, when it's dark and cold, I reach out for someone to hold. When I'm blue, when I'm lonely, she comes through. She's the only one who can. My baby grand is all I need. In my time, I've wandered everywhere around this world. She would always be there any day, any hour. All it takes is the power in my hands. This baby grand's been good to me. All right. I've had friends, oh, but they slipped away. And I've had fame, but it doesn't stay. I've made fortunes, spent them enough. As for women, they don't last with just one man. But my baby grand is gonna stand by me. But only songs like these, played in minor keys, keep those memories holding on. I've come far from the life I strayed, and I've got the scars from those dives. Coming home with me. Ever since this gig began, my baby grand's been good to me.
What What an awesome song. Be My Baby was a song by the Ronettes, and that was done by Phil Spector. Billy Joel wanted to do a song that had that Phil Spector beat, and the opening drum kicks on this next song were literally lifted directly from Be My Baby. To Billy Joel, it was Phil Spector's hook right from those opening drum kicks. And here is Say Goodbye to Hollywood.
Say goodbye.
There's your Ronettes, Be My Baby drum kick at the end also. All right. This next song that we're going to do, Billy Joel imagined. He actually wrote the song. He actually imagined he was writing this song for Eric Clapton. And he wanted the song to be played on a guitar and singing, of course, Eric Clapton. It was like the Cream type of song, almost like the songs with Ginger Baker, the rock blues song. But Eric Clapton never got it. Billy Joel kept it in his repertoire, and he recorded it. I guess it's never too late. And as Billy Joel said, maybe one day Eric will come calling and ask to record it. Here is You Picked a Real Bad Time by Billy Joel.
Don't get me wrong, you're not alone. I'd like to help you, but I've got problems of my own. It's a bitter face I'm going through, and I can run from strangers down, but I just can't hide from you. You picked a real bad time for my concentration. You picked a real bad time to pass along bad news. Tell me why. You pick a real bad time, and I ain't got time to lose. Ain't it the truth when they say that the only thing worth dying for is our freedom? And in the proof that someday we will all be lying on our backs, free and less from income tax. Don't you get me wrong, the move won't last, and I'll be myself again soon as this pain has passed. I'm standing here, but don't ask me how. I'll make it up to you someday, but not right now. You picked a real bad time for my concentration. You picked a real bad time to pass along the bad news. You crossed the real hard line to invade my isolation. You picked a real bad time. This man's got the blues.
You picked a real bad time. And I bet you can imagine seeing Eric Clapton standing up there playing, and of course with the drums at the end, maybe a little Ginger Baker banging them out. And we're going to go next. We're going to get into one of Billy Joel's idols, who he ultimately played a concert, toured with. Early on, Billy went to see Elton John, and he loved his music, but he wanted to know how a piano player would perform on a big stage. Obviously, you can't carry around a guitar with you across the stage. You can't carry around a piano. Excuse me. You can carry around the guitar. You just can't carry around the piano. But he had seen Jerry Lee Lewis on television and saw his annex kicking the piano bench, and Billy Joel knew he would never be able to do that. That just wasn't in his personality. So when Elton John performed, despite the theatrics with all the different glasses that Elton John had, Billy Joel said he was absolutely mesmerizing, and you just did not care that he was behind the piano most of the night. He engaged the audience, told stories, and it was just a joy to watch the man perform. So here is Billy Joel doing Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Friends too open, this boy is too young to be seen.
Billy Joel, live, doing Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Once again, I want to thank you for hanging out at the Music Cafe with me tonight. It's been my pleasure to bring you all of the Billy Joel songs, maybe not all the big hits and some of the tributes that he's doing. Right now, we're going to jump into a song I recently saw with my wife, my brother-in-law, our friends. We went down to the Queen Theater in Wilmington. We got to see a tribute band. They were called The Stranger. It was Mike Santoro who did the piano and sang the Billy Joel part of the evening. He did the song Angry Young Man and was absolutely incredible. He was very talented and had a great sound to his voice. Many unique changes, note changes that we all know well for Billy Joel, he hit them without any problem. Like I said, he did such a great job. We all had a blast. He was engaging with the audience. So right now we're going to do Angry Young Man by Billy Joel.
Known as the angry young man.
If you get a chance, don't stay home and be an angry young man. Get out and see one of the Billy Joel tributes. Get out there and sing and dance the night away. Moving on to our next song for the evening. Billy Joel had this melody that he had been whistling. And he was in a studio playing piano, and he turned to the engineer. And he said, hey, I have this melody. I don't know what instrument I want to play or have play this melody. So he began whistling the tune. And when he finished, the engineer just looked at him and said, that's your instrument. Billy Joel said he never thought of it, kind of raised his eyebrows. And so from then on, that became the instrument that led off The Stranger.
Understand.
There is the Stranger, and there is the infamous whistle that Billy Joel had, that melody in his head. Hey, this week, February 3rd, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention 1959 was coined the day the music died. We lost Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper. They all perished in a plane crash in Iowa back in 1959. And the day the music died was a line that was penned by Don McLean in his song American Pie. And that was his tribute to that tragic day.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, how do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. No verdict was returned. And while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The music died. We were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die."
So we're going to switch on over to a music cafe magic moment. How could you not listen to Stevie Wonder and think, I want to make hit records on the harmonica and be as cool as Stevie? Leave a Tender Moment Alone was Billy's way of doing the softer Motown songs from Stevie Wonder and Smokey Robinson. And so this Music Cafe moment, we're going to dedicate to my lovely wife, Michelle. Here is Leave a Tender Moment Alone. Leave a Tender Moment Alone, Billy Joel. Hey, I want to thank everybody for being with me here this evening. I certainly want to extend my much appreciation to Josh inviting me out down here at the WVUD and everything that we've been doing tonight. It's been a great ride. And I want to thank you all for hanging in and listening to me tonight. Hopefully next week you'll be back listening to me once again at the Music Cafe. Until then, have a great week. God bless everybody. We're going to end with Billy's most recognizable and signature harmonica lick. It's a song that we immediately know the groove to. Here is Piano Man. Have a great night, everybody.
it's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet, and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La 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 la. Song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you got us feeling alright. Now, John at the bar is a friend of mine. Gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better. That it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar.